Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. They seem to have now, to be fair to them, they seem to have worked it out pretty well, the buses. I know over where I live, they've changed a lot of the bus routes, but people like them and they're using them, which is great. But the 46A was mentioned over the weekend quite a lot. The 145, the 63, the 84, the 84X, they are going to cease to operate. There's going to be big changes to the 4, the 11. And there's new bus routes coming in Dublin. The 19, well, there was always a 19, but it's kind of changed the way it is. The E2, the L14, the L20s, the XI, the X2. So it seems very confusing. Loads of bus routes ended during the weekend. Eamon Dunphy is actually with us now on Gift Club this morning.
Good morning.
So big changes there to the number 11, I was just saying. You've got kind of, you're getting kind of nostalgic about it because you used to take that as a youngster. Is that right, Eamon?
Yeah, I think it's a sad day, Ian. The number 11 was one of the great, great, great buses. Myself and John Giles. Myself and John
great,
Giles.
Great
no, great bus. But myself and John Giles used to take the number 11 when we were playing for Stella Maris in the 50s.
Yeah.
So we'd travel up to Home Farm and play them and come back on the 11.
Yeah.
And myself and John were fare dodgers at the time.
All right.
Do you remember the ticket inspector, John? Nobber Foley. Double jobber nobber, Eamon. That's it. Yeah, double jobber nobber. That's right. He was a double jobbing as a milkman, Ian, in Fairview.
Was he, right?
So he'd ring in sick to Dublin Bus 3 times a week. And on those days, John and myself would successfully navigate the bus as fare dodgers.
Yeah.
And But they those days have gone, Ian.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the computers and...
Yeah.
Ah, facial ID. Yeah. Go on. Those were great days.
Great days. And ironic that it was the number 11 and you two guys so involved in football. The 11,
yeah, we used to call it the first 11, the second 11, the third 11. Yeah, they'd come along in threes.
Oh, great. Very good, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, and Miriam
O'Callaghan. Double jobber nobber.
Yeah, that's it. Very good. And did you ever go scutting on the back of the bus?
No. What's scutting in?
Scutting is where you... Ah, come on.
No,
we're not that.
Ian, you were deep north side, Ian. We were only on the outskirts. You were Ballymun, so
that's true.
That was the real headers.
Miriam is there as well. Miriam O'Callaghan was on Instagram.
Hi, Ian.
Hi. You were mourning the end of the 46A.
Yeah,
Miriam, you were always on the 46A, weren't you?
We all were on the 46A, Ian. I was coming from Frox Rock and, you know, I'd be on the 46A every day into RTE and everybody would be on the 46A.
Yeah.
Myself and Pat Kenny and Des Cal and Angus McAnally, and we'd all sit upstairs and Pat would take out his guitar.
Oh, great.
And he'd sing the Bagatelle song. Oh, I jumped on a bus to Dunleary. And then Angus would take a guitar and sing The Wheels on the Bus Go Round and Round.
Ah, that's lovely. Very good.
Yeah, great. It was genuinely moving, Ian.
And listen, the other one was thank you, Miriam, the 145 from Bray. That's gone as well. Katie Taylor is there. Katie, fond memories of the 145, eh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I used to get the 145 from Bray into town to do me boxing, but it was always unbelievable bus route, you know. I'll never forget the stops. What were they again? Bray Main Street, Woodbrook Golf Club, Shankill Church, Loughlinstown Hospital, Cabinteely Bypass, the Lorgan Road, Nutley Lane, Moorhampton Road, Leeson Bridge, Leeson Street, Kildare Street, Capel Street Bridge, Houston Station, until finally you came into town and I boxed the head off somebody and then I go home again. Great days.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.